hosted on dimlywit.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Happy, happy Tuesday.
Hey, everybody.
It's
I would
happy
be
for me.
Less stressed out if Jess didn't have my phone in her hand. She's on my Bumble account.
Wow.
And I only have one person that I matched with that I was speaking to. And then there's like 10 or what, 12 maybe?
You know how
matches that are just waiting there to expire
are the, you know, our social media apps filter what we see to our liking. Like if you're super right wing, like you're going to see more right wing stuff in your feed, right? You're going to
feel like I know where you're going with this. Are you about to tell me every guy that I matched with looks the same?
The fucking same. The actual same. Like this is a gift to be able to narrow down humans like this, to throw them all in one fucking category based on their looks alone. This
no, it's the only they're only matches because I matched with them. Otherwise, I didn't swipe on them.
Oh, I love you.
Which one?
Jason, 36, Monmouth.
Oh, yeah, he's cute, right?
He's so cute. Oh, my God. Let me see the other douchebag.
You have to start the conversation on Bumble.
So I know Hinge. I don't really know Bumble.
Well, I got kicked off Hinge for reasons we won't speak.
What? You kicked off Hinge.
Yeah, I got banned for like asking if people had a boat for me, Sammy, and Amory.
What?
They thought it was.
Wait, stop. Slow your roll. What happened?
Me, Sammy, and Amory were together and we were down the shore and we were looking for someone who had a boat so we could go out and like enjoy and like just, I guess, the topic of we were all talking to these people and they took the conversation as inappropriate and they flagged me.
You got banned
from Hinge.
From Hinge for trying to get on boats.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Have you tried to get back
but
on?
But you know Amory, when she gets a hold of my social, like my dating apps.
Yeah,
like
Amory, I know Tracy.
No, when we're together, we're
I
just
know,
all very
Tracy.
Dangerous.
Wait a second. So what did it say? Like it said, hi, you're banned from Hinge. You're a
no, I can't
sexual
log in.
Predator.
I can't log in.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Have you tried to make like another email
they
or
won't,
something?
They won't. You use your phone number. You can't get on.
Tracy.
And I was like, fine, we won't look for guys that just want us to like hang out on their boat and them not be there.
You understand? How did you not tell me this?
Oh,
you
yeah.
sick woman.
And it's still a running joke between me, Sammy, Amory, and even Erica that like we think it's the funniest thing that like we're just on a hunt for somebody who will just let us use their boat. Like we don't need you to be there. We just want
to. Oh my God. I mean, being banned from Hinge must be close to fucking impossible with the near creeps on there.
No, I think they all get banned.
Wow. I am.
That's the only guy you found on there that you
thought
was cute?
All right. So this is Bumble. So I see. I just want to go through. I see 10 people that quote unquote match.
That's, we match. That
you
means
like
I swiped on them and they swiped on me back. Right.
Okay. So if I click on each picture, can I read a little bit about
them?
Yeah,
you can read everything.
All right.
You can look through their photos and then you
have
to start
with this first love.
The one that you thought was cute?
No.
Ugh. See, the thing about it is when I'm swiping, I kind of just swipe. I don't look through their pictures until we match
after. So how do I get to his profile?
His face.
Now what?
Now you swipe up and down.
Oh, I got it.
So I never really like investigate or look. I match. If we match, then I'll go back and be like, eh, or no, or yes. And then I'll unmatch them.
Okay.
So these are all brand new matches. So you're seeing them before I'm seeing
them. Does Bumble have less? Like Hinge had like more writing. This has less writing about like they write about themselves.
It just depends what you want to put out there.
Okay. So the first guy, let's call him Bobbert.
Okay. Oh, wow. Way to mask his name. What a fucking idiot.
All right, I'm going to start with I like his age. I like that he's a little older.
How old is he? I haven't seen these matches yet, so you got to explain them to me.
He's 40, and I appreciate that. But I also don't appreciate that at 40, his eyebrows are nicer than mine.
Let me see.
Hold. Perfect.
And then I'll show you the picture that I swiped on.
Okay.
Oh, he looks super feminine. Can I see the other pictures?
Yeah, super metro.
Hold on.
He's super pretty. He looks super
feminine. Which picture did I swipe on? Oh, this one. And it was really quick. Right, but yeah, he's cute there.
Don't defend your choices. Let me go through.
No, that he has a fucking filter on. That's unacceptable. I mean, Jess, come on. Let's call it as it is.
This picture, if you show me this picture, I'd be like, that's a gay man.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. This is my problem with swiping is that I see one picture, I swipe, and then I don't go back until after I meet them.
It's just photos? It's no profile?
No, it's a profile, but like I'm just kind of sitting there like I got you. I'm not going to put that much thought into it when they may not even like me back. So I'll just swipe right, and then if we match, I'll do more investigating into what they say, what other pictures they have. And then sometimes I'll unmatch, like Barbie and Ken over here, I would unmatch him.
Like, he's got a kissy face in one of these pictures.
Okay, please unmatch.
How do I do that?
There's three dots at the top. Yep. It'll say unmatch. Unmatch him for no fucking reason.
Sorry, Bobert. You're out.
Okay, next.
Okay. So.
Let me see. You got to show me some reference points.
Let me, you know, I've got to take it all in. It's a lot. The next guy.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Schmanthony.
This is weird. Just please use the fucking names. Anthony.
He eerily reminds me of someone's name that rhymes with moose.
Goose?
What
name?
What is that? It's Willie Juice.
Wow. We're not doing that.
I mean, stereotypical Guido, Staten Island.
Is he from Staten Island?
To the point that he's got the white raccoon eyes from tanning.
No.
In his photos.
Let me see it.
Him and his brother.
Wow.
But like,
the first picture
I'm not
is cute.
To like, no, he's none of these people. I want to preface this. It's not like Tracy is attracted to people that are not good looking. These people are
Good looking people.
Yeah, he's a good looking man.
Also, let me
it's
preface
just so wait, aggressive.
And
let
me preface saying that I am now in a category to where I'm not looking for what my kids will look
correct.
Like. I'm not like, oh my God, he has to be perfect because then he'll pass those jeans on to my kids.
And are you looking at for like a daddy right now? Not necessarily, right?
I'm like looking,
because if
like,
you are,
I mean,
I'm concerned about Rodolfo. Because I just don't see Rodolfo here, you know, raising jewels. If you,
my stomach, I can't even.
Like,
oh my God,
Tracy,
I can't breathe.
He's driving. He's in a Mustang.
I'm fucking crazy.
I don't even know how this is possible.
I haven't seen all the pictures. I just look at the one picture. No, ow, it actually hurts.
He's in a Mustang. The top's down. He's standing in the back seat with two bottles of champagne.
Can I see the rest of his
photos, please? Tongue out, shirt off, black shades, like crazy Kanye sunglasses, gold chain. The only thing not tatted are his nipples.
Let me see this.
And, you know. Listen, he's a yummy dude. He's a good-looking dude, Rodolfo.
He's a good-looking
guy.
He's
got a nice body. He's in good shape. Like,
well, it was definitely the first one I saw tattoos and swiped. What do we want me to tell you? Like, he's also 32, so we can unmatch him.
I mean, my problem at the end of the day with Rodolfo.
You know my type, Jessica. Nice arms, tattoos,
I
Spanish
know,
is a plus.
But you have to, at some point... Guys, I wish I need someone to help here.
No.
At some point, you have to realize, oh my God. Did you see Rodolfo's last picture?
No. Oh my God.
Shorts
goodbye.
Shorter than I own.
Pulled up so you could see
his thighs. Yeah.
No, his calf. His thighs. Yes.
I mean.
Wow. Yes, we get it. You didn't skip leg day. We get it.
Yeah. And. I mean, I don't know. This seems different than Hinge because Hinge, there's a lot more like about me, unless the people that you swiped on are all just leaving it blank.
They're leaving it blank because I have my whole thing filled out.
Yeah, like that's so lame. Oh, we're looking at your profile real quick.
Go ahead, enjoy. Dun, 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 dun. You have to go to the bottom all the way to the right.
I see.
Left, yeah.
Tracy, 33. Very beautiful picture.
Thanks.
Hairstylist, makeup artist, beautiful. Not a nature girl, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, because half these guys have pictures in with fucking guns in the mountains, hiking with fish. I'm like, that's not me. But also at the same time, I'm not high maintenance. Nope. I don't need you to wine and dine me for $500 on our first day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. It says I'm not a nature girl, in case you haven't heard or seen, but I'm also not high maintenance.
I love all this about you.
Thanks.
This
what else great. Does it say?
Divorce mama 3, if that's a deal breaker. Bye.
Bye.
With the waving hands. Bye. Bye. Ooh, this is great, Trey.
What?
Never have I ever been on a motorcycle that makes like, ooh,
yeah,
that's
it's like,
fun.
I haven't because I was in Paris and watched a guy on a motorcycle be ripped in two. And that's why I've never been on one. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a
well, so that's why
buzzkill.
I haven't. Yeah, well, I haven't
I
been on one.
I thought this was
one.
A ploy to like have a guy with a motorcycle be like, I'll be pick you up at
well,
8.
Well,
like,
I mean, I would be scared to do it, but I would also make them feel like, wow, this is like I'm breaking how my fear for going on it with
all right,
you.
Now I know I need to know. I know you were in Paris with your fucking dad and you were like 12.
It was my graduation gift, Paris.
And you saw someone being murdered.
No, not murdered. He was on a motorcycle and there was a bus. It was an intersection and he slid under the bus and his body got ripped in half. And me and my dad were like, and I went to like, I've never been on a motorcycle. It was like mom lies times like real life experience.
Oh my
PTSD.
God.
Yeah. It was crazy. So I was like, I've never been on one.
Was there blood?
It was disgusting.
Was there guts?
Yes, it was everything. His
were
whole
crying?
Body got ripped in half. My dad like whisked me away and like we went to like a cafe
whoa.
To like chill the fuck out. Because yeah, I just witnessed it.
Yeah, fucking I'd be eating crepes
and
real
I was
quick.
12 or 13. So I was like, fuck, yeah. So, no. So, yes. Would I go on one? Maybe if he was like, maybe a Harley, because those are more of a luxury ride as opposed to a street bike. Definitely not. But yeah, I mean, it's something I've never done and there's not much. So when you find one, I got to put it out there.
I like where you're going with your range of photos here because you've
thanks.
Got like
no makeup, a little
makeup,
body,
a little
what I'm like when I go out to drink.
I love this one. It's my favorite.
Thanks. A smiling one.
Smiling one. Mm-hmm.
A cute and sassy one.
Mm-hmm.
One of each, really.
Yeah, I like this. Loyalty and confidence.
Oh, it says what's the first thing you notice about somebody, right?
This
or what's
I don't
your,
like.
What?
This, if I'm a guy, it's like red flag. She's what? Been burnt. Something I learned way later in life than I should have. So many wolves in sheep's clothing.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm seeing
a
that
fucking liar.
And I'm like, oh, mama's been burnt. Sorry,
burnt.
Alan.
Yeah. Burnt.
I'm like me scared.
Yeah. No, that's me.
This is a pretty good. I'd give this profile B+.
B+, A-.
It's a B+. I can work on it. Mm. There's still a little. It's better than your first profile you made post-divorce.
Oh, because I was so aggressive and I was like, fuck all men on here. I hate all of you. I've been
like,
softened
I can still
since.
Feel it. I can still feel the little tension here. It's just a little. But that's why, you know, you're not at an A level quite yet, but it's as good as you get. Tracy, honestly. I quit. I can't do it.
I quit. This is why I'm single. This is exactly why I'm single. I quit.
I can't do it. I need you to pick men that are better suited. We
there are no men that are better. This is Bumble. This is the bottom of the barrel. This is all that's left.
Is that what
this
Bumble
is
stands for?
Bottom of the barrel. There's no good men left.
All right. Here's your mission.
Mm.
We're going to stop the show early. We're going to stop the show early. We're going to meet back. We're going to meet back. The next time we record, I'm going to do this again. I want to see a different batch of people because...
Oh, a different caliber of men, you say?
Correct.
So I'm picking your type.
Just give it a try.
Okay. I will. Let's see.
Or it doesn't have to be like straight up like good guys with jobs, but it can be like... middle of the road, like maybe like a good guy who's applying for jobs. I don't know.
It doesn't say if you have a job on this thing. It's literally just pictures.
Which, by the way, why the fuck not? That's a huge
no,
problem.
Because people can lie. Just like I know somebody who says they're foreman of the union and they're not even in the union, but their bull profile says that they're the foreman.
And I'm pretty sure
liar.
That same profile says they're 6'2".
Liar.
Lies. Okay. We're going to take a fucking... few days regroup new group of men. Okay.
Sure. All I'm right. gonna pick a different look.
We've legit never done this before, like just ended an episode mid-episode and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna do it again.
All right, let's go.
All right, see you soon, baddies. And what do you think? Will she change or stay the same?
I guess we'll see.
Old
habits die hard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to weddings, there are moments that you're always going to remember. And it's not just about walking down the aisle or cutting the cake. There's a million moments that are going to stick with you. You know, just seeing all your friends and family in one place in that moment, supporting you, celebrating you is so special. And the night, the food, the dancing, weddings are the best. But in all the moments leading up to your wedding day, here's the most important thing to remember. Zola. Whatever kind of wedding you're planning, Zola.com is the one place to start. They've got your back for all your wedding needs, and that's why over a million couples have planned their weddings with Zola. Looking for a wedding venue? Zola will give you personalized recommendations. Want an amazing gift registry? You'll find everything you need, from classic cookware to cash funds. Zola can even help you create stunning save-the-date invites and matching wedding websites. This Zola does everything. Weddings can be expensive, but planning with Zola never is. All their tools are completely free to use, like a free wedding website, and it's a homepage to your gift registry, which, by the way, comes with free shipping and returns. And it's not just free, it's risk-free. Get free personalized samples of your invites. You can try them out before you buy. And of course, free envelopes and guest addressing, which is the best because addressing your envelopes is the worst. Whatever style or budget, Zola has you covered. So you can think less about the million things you need to do and more about the million wedding moments you'll always remember. If you're planning your wedding, here's my tip. Start with Zola. Go to Zola.com/bad examples today and use promo code SAVE50 for 50% off your save the date. Zola is the one place to start for your wedding day. That's Zola.com/bad examples, code SAVE50. Baddies, we live in a really weird time when everybody needs an escape, but those can be hard to come by right now. Enter Ditzy. Let yourself get lost in a world where good things happen and where pleasure is your only priority. We know the story of boy meets girl, but what about girl meets girl? Or maybe boy meets girl and then they meet another girl? With Ditzy, the stories continue beyond the initial meetup. Come hear what happens behind closed doors. Ditzy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Ditzy audio story features characters that feel like real-life people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. Listen to stories about hooking up with your hometown crush you never made a move on, or that coworker you always had a little thing for. Ditzy releases new content every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter what you're into or what turns you on. And if you need to wind down, Ditzy also has wellness sessions, sensual bedtime stories, and sound escapes to help you relax before you drift off. For listeners of the show, Ditzy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to DipsyStories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to DipsyStories.com/bad examples. Baddies, you know, throw away the romantic novels. Ditzy is all you need. It's an app. It's right on your phone. And it's like your new lover. It's there whenever you need it. Do you know what I mean? Are we on the same page? Are we vibing? Because that's what Ditzy is. DipsyStories.com/bad examples. Baddies, do you want to play a trivia game that is so simple and fun? You could play it almost anywhere, anytime, with anyone. Match 5 trivia game is so simple. You could play it around the table, around the fire. You could even play it on the couch. Match 5 trivia game is not a traditional trivia game that asks for a lot of precise facts. You simply pick a card, read it out loud, and the other players try to match your answers. It only takes 3 people to play, and there is no limit. My family and I had so much fun playing Match 5 trivia game. You know, to get my dad to play anything is really hard, you know, and he doesn't want to follow along. He doesn't want to play along. He had such a good time playing this game. It was really, really fun to just see his answers and his responses. This game is actually very simple to play. So you ask a question, everyone has to match your answers, right? So one of the questions was, what is something that you call somebody when you don't know their name, right? So like some normal answers are like, hey, dude, you know, what's up? My dad says Mac. He calls people Mac when he doesn't know their name, apparently, which made me physically uncomfortable. So we had a lot of laughs. Highly suggest you guys play Match 5 Trivia game. Go to match5trivia.com. That's Match the number 5 Trivia. And use promo code BADEXAMPLES to save 15% off your order. Go to Match the number 5 Trivia.com. Match5Trivia.com. Use promo code BADEXAMPLES to save 15% off your order. That's Match5Trivia.com. Promo code BADEXAMPLES.
Okay, baddies, we're back. And as you may remember, I had Tracy's phone. I can't believe she even let me hold her phone.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel
you
like
you know everything about me.
I do, unfortunately. Yeah. So I, you know, the last time we got together, we were swiping and things got just so out of hand, so out of control. So I was like,
First of all, wait. Yeah. When I left,
yeah.
Remember that one guy? I don't remember his name, but he was like in the music industry or something.
Yep.
He literally
followed him.
And I was like, never mind. Big Why? Never mind on that Why? One. It was like so creepy. I'm like, oh, so you're one of those people that think you have a music career, but it's going nowhere off Instagram. Capiche.
This is what I mean.
And then I unfriended all those people because I was like, ew. When I actually held my phone, because you had my phone the whole time. Yeah. So when I actually went through it, I was like, ew. Unmatch.
Well, this is, listen, I'm not in the game, so I can't say.
I'm not in the game.
I can't understand the like following on Instagram thing. I really just don't understand why, unless you know they're like even close. Like,
can I tell you what happened to me?
I guess you unfollow them, but it's still weird. Like, you know that fucking weird guy still follows you.
I mean, I don't really care. But he's going to add them to the list.
Didn't he ask you to be in his music video?
I don't. Oh, no.
If he didn't, I'm messaging him and asking.
Oh, gross. Wait, so hold on. I was just going to say something. Oh, you just said they follow on Instagram. The problem is because I matched with this guy one time. And I think I told you this last episode. Maybe I matched with this guy and he stole somebody else's pictures and said he didn't have Instagram. So and then I knew somebody he was friends with. So I messaged that kid and I was like, oh, I matched with your boy, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, he doesn't even live here. He lives in Vegas. And I was like, the fuck? He told me he lives here. And he goes, and I was like, and he doesn't have Instagram? He goes, no, he has Instagram. Here it is. And it wasn't the guy. So from now on, I'm like, I need your Instagram. Because if you don't have one, you stole someone's photos. It's 2021. If you don't have Instagram or just like even like you have one, but you don't use it.
But like, OK, so here's my point, though. So I agree, like with the catfishing, the Instagram definitely fucking helps.
Because then I see if I know anybody that you know.
I know, but in the same breath, this is too much information before you've met somebody. Already
well,
now.
This is how it is.
I know, but like now, for example, that poor guy that was doing music videos, like he looks so hot on Bumble and then not so much on Instagram.
Thank God for Instagram. I would have met up and been like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah. Thank God he saved one of my free nights by going on Instagram and seeing that he was a fraud.
But I guess my point is that there's no point. I give up.
No, there is no point. Instagram's saving lives.
But maybe he would have been a really nice guy. Maybe in person you would have been more charmed.
No, he probably is really nice. The videos, but now the music, it was all creepy. I was like, ew.
I agree.
You were probably a nice guy. It's not my music. It's not my flavor.
I agree with the rapper, fine. But maybe another guy, you look at his pictures and you're like, oh, well, you know, I say this all the time. I don't think men know how to showcase themselves on the internet 100%. To the best, you know.
100%.
They're just not all men are, which those are the men I think are the best men, are fucking taking selfies or, you know.
Yeah, like that's why I don't judge a guy who takes selfies, because he's like, fuck, I don't really have pictures I like of myself. I'm better looking in person, but I don't know. I have to put photos on this app.
Yeah.
So I'll just take a photo really quick. That's why I won't judge you on it. But also it gives me cringe.
Let me tell you a story. One of Denny's friends, who's so fucking cute, shaved his head. Mm-hmm. Right.
Do I know this friend?
No. Because he's a college friend. So we don't get to see him that much, unfortunately. but he shaved his head. And I literally was like, I text him and I'm like, I heard you shaved your head. Can you send me a picture?
Mm-hmm.
And like 5 seconds later, you know how like if someone asked us to send a picture, we either go through an album of already saved pictures, yeah, or we'd send it an hour and a half later. We mm-hmm. had filters. Like, men are sick. Yeah. He literally just fucking looked it up his phone and hit send. Like, and it was alive, and I watched the, I mean, there was no thought process involved.
The amount of men that send lives and they don't know, and it's so awkward because they're like, and then they like snap and you're like, ew, I just saw six different poses before the actual picture.
This is what I'm saying. Men are, they're not Ringe. Us when this comes to like, so I don't know. To me, I just feel like you should be gentle when it comes to their photos.
I am.
And
but
stuff
if
like
there's
that.
Weird shit on your profile, that's oh, not you being
I have
not
to pause.
Photogenic. That's you being weird and me being like, no.
You gave me your phone and this one guy in his little picture looks really cute.
Which
two
guy?
Of these guys look cute. How do I see their profile?
You have to tap their photo.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let me see.
So this is...
Don't show the camera.
Manual.
You're so good at this.
And, ooh, cybersecurity. He's probably very good at cyber sex.
I think maybe that means internet, like, website security of not being hacked. Cyber sex, sure.
Oh, me like. How do I do this? Hold on.
I mean, yeah, that's what I was, but it's also like an odd picture to take. So that's why I don't judge guys based on their photos.
Anybody with a puppy
bonus
is all right
points.
With me.
If you put a picture of you and your dog, it's a bonus point. You and a fish, -2.
You and a fish.
I'm sorry. Don't send me pictures of you fishing, but you and your dog, cute.
Wow. Ooh. I don't know. His profile seems tad religious.
I don't look at it. I told you this. I just swipe on the first photo that I see. Once I match, I'm like, okay, now I can invest more time into this and see, do I like him? Unmatch.
I mean,
okay.
I have to tell you right off the bat, different than your normal.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
The next
I
guy.
I kind of gave up on everyone. That's why. So I'm just pretty. Also, so this is how I look at it. Like when I was dating in the past to get married, I was like, oh my God, my kids would look like this person. And you think differently when you're going to have kids with somebody. Now that I'm not having kids with anybody ever again in my life, it doesn't, looks don't matter as much. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like,
what I think you're trying to say is that you're a grown woman now and you have matured and you realize that looks are not everything.
No, what I'm saying is, yeah, sure, a little bit of that. But also, I don't have to worry about what my kids are going to look like with a nose out to here.
You're so fucking sick.
Like, yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
you know what?
Corey was a good looking guy. I was like, oh, my God, my kids would be
so. You've been fucking yourself
pretty.
Up your whole life because yeah. In my baby group. Sometimes people post the babies and I go, I got to see their parents. They're so fucking, the baby's so beautiful. And I see the parents and it's some like country bumpkins. And I'm like, what the fuck? How?
All babies are beautiful.
Ew, that's fake news. I look back at pictures of Ceci and I'm like a fucking alien with huge bug eyes.
No, she was always pretty. Don't talk about my Cecily like that. She was always pretty. Since she was born, she was pretty.
I don't know. I look back and I'm like, ooh. Me and Dan were like, I think we thought she was cuter than she was.
No, you guys are so fucked up.
Sorry, sis.
That baby was always cute.
I mean, this guy's 46. Are we going
My
there?
Limit is 49. Because, like, I'm 33. You're probably over that shit. Done. Kids of your own. Definitely don't want any more. Mm-hmm. Established. That's my highest. I'm comfortable most at 40. 43 is, like, my most comfortable top limit because that's 10 years older than me and I'm like, that's a good number.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with dating
43
older dude.
But 49 is older. I'm not against it, but I'm also like definitely pulling more for like the 40 to 43.
Sure,
more.
Sure. I guess
even like 38 to 43, I think that's a healthy five-year range. That's my ideal numbers right there.
This guy in his profile wrote vaccinated. I think that's so funny. Have you seen that a lot?
I was so tempted to put vaccinated on mine and been like, yes, I'm waxed. Should I tell
Have
everybody?
Have you seen that
like,
a lot? Is that
all
common?
The time?
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. What it's are like, is that your flex?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to say like, we can
Bro,
fuck.
You're like, I'm vaccinated. What yeah, up? With, like, yeah, I'm what good. I, thanks, though.
You want to see this vaccinated dick?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. It's a weird thing to put on your profile. I don't know.
So... I'm not going to show a picture. I'm not even going to talk about this guy.
I need to see what you're talking about.
But just his name. And I'm going to say his name because I won't give any other details. But it's Raul. And I feel like...
It's Raul, probably.
But I
Raul?
Feel like with a Jersey accent...
Raul? It's probably Raul, which I can imagine he's Spanish of some sort.
Raul?
Hey, roll over. That's not his name. First, can I see the name? R-A-U-L, Raul. Yes.
I'm sweating.
I'm sure you took French in high school because Spanish is not your forte.
I'm fucking crying. Tracy's like, hey, Raul.
Hey, Raul.
What's up, Raw? Who even pronounces it like that?
I'm sweating. I can't breathe. This is my boyfriend, Raw.
I seriously don't know what's wrong with Jessica. Oh, she's the weirdest person. She's the type of person who, so I matched this guy and I was like, he's really nice. Like, he's really, really hot, but his name's Harvey. And she's like, ew, Tracy, like, grow up. A name is a name. Like, how dare you judge someone based on their name? And I'm like, bro, she's like, oh my God, it's Raul. Like, she's such a fucking hypocrite. Oh, girl.
Did you really match with a Harvey?
Yeah, and he was so hot. And I was like, I don't know if I'd get over his name being Harvey. Like, oh, Harvey. Can you imagine? I can't. Like, I can't. I remember I told you and you were like, Tracy, you're really going to judge. Not everyone's name is John, Mike, or Nick. That's what you said.
Yeah.
And then this poor guy, Raul, comes on here and you butcher his name.
Poor Raul.
Poor Raul.
So Tracy, yes, she likes guys named Johnny, Mikey, you know.
No, I don't. This is what's wrong with my friendship with Jessica. Jessica thinks that I go for these juice heads. I don't. I just like guys who have nice arms. You can have dad bod for days. She said, I asked them, my friends, the other day. I was like, send me a picture of guys who are my type. And Jessica sends back this juice head. With like whose arms were four times the size of his head and goes, this is your type.
So little.
And I was like, just in no way, shape or form is this my type. It's so weird because I'm like, who? And I don't even date guys who are Italian. I don't understand where this like vision of me in her head came from. Like, I literally only date every ex-boyfriend I've ever had except for Corey was like Latino of some type. Spanish, Brazilian, Puerto Rican, Dominican, like that's my type with like nice arms and a dad bod. Never once have I dated a guy with fucking abs.
What happened to him, by the way?
Where's that?
I just looked through our pictures. You sent that to me.
Oh, you didn't put that on the video just now, did you?
No.
Okay. Let's never do that. Yeah, no. He still texts me.
He does?
Yeah. Not Can surprised. I do anything for you?
Here we go. Okay, are you ready? So...
Where's this going?
Tracy goes. Show me a picture of who's my type.
Yes. Ew. In what world?
And in case you care, his tattoo says Meathead Pride and it's got a piece of fucking meat on it.
I mean, peck. Jess doesn't know me at all. At all.
So good.
And then let me see the group text.
This is your response to that.
Wait, let me see the group text. I have to show you what my friends sent me. Who knows what my type is?
Raul, I'm just
Wait, where's
crying.
The group text? Was it under... Hold on, I want to see if I can find it. And this is what my friend sent, and everyone was like, yeah, that's it, 100%. Oh, come on. It's not going to be in
I literally just, like, Google image, like, douche meathead.
Yeah, and like in no way, shape, or form is that my type ever. I've never even dated somebody who looks like that. Gross. I don't know where she like came up with this. It's so weird. Hold on. Where the fuck is Am? Oh, maybe I sent it to everybody individually. Amory's the one.
She was the winner.
Who sent the winner. And she goes, this is it. And I wrote, yep. Damn, I'm not going to be able to find it now. Ugh, come on. I'm dying to show you it, but...
I mean, I know your real type. I get it. That was an exaggerated
form. Honestly, I want to show you a picture of a body that I think is my type, but I don't know if like it's a recognizable one. Let me see really quick. Like I would say like
give it to us.
Yeah, all right. Like this is my type body-wise. Okay? It's not abs, big arms, like a thick stomach. Like,
first of all, this guy fucking has abs, but yes, he's in very good shape. He's in very
He literally good shape. Doesn't. I'll show you another picture.
Tracy's showing me a guy that's got a pretty nice body.
No, he doesn't have a bad body in any word. Yeah. He's not cut. Yeah, he's not a meathead. He's not a juice head.
Yeah.
He has a guy who has like a thick stomach that you can cuddle with, like.
Yeah.
I'm even good for like a little bit of stomach. Like, yeah. I'm okay, whatever. Like, I just don't love hair. Like, I'm good without hair. It gives me a little, I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm good without it. on your arms, on your legs, okay, even a little bit on your chest, but like a full thing of hair. I'm like, maybe.
You're like Denny, he's a hairless cat by nature.
Yeah,
so,
right?
I think that's like, so weird.
I don't know. Like where's not your like, hair, not bro? Like bald. Like, maybe not bald, but. Like,
where's your hair, bro?
But for sure, the arms are like a big thing for me. Like, hold on, I have another picture. And then you guys understand that, like, I don't know. I just feel like a thicker body type is just more attractive. Like, I can't even show you that picture. Listen, it's so recognizable. I can't even show you it.
Are attracted to it. I'm really not going to bash you for that.
No, but because I like a guy with a nice body, but not a nice body to the pictures. Jessica's like cut abs juicing 17 times a day. Like, that's not it at all. That's not it. Okay, so here's your man. Here.
All right. You want this back? But I do want to say, as much as Tracy says that,
I've literally unmatched people who had abs that I was like, ew, I didn't see the body till now, unmatched.
Then the other day, she's like, do you think this guy's too old for me to be with? She sends me this picture of this old dude who is the most.
Who's 50.
Cut.
No, he. I'll show you him too. Here, give me the phone. I'll show you him too.
I was like, you would find the most tannest, the most defined 50-year-old.
Well, that's true. He's in great shape for 50, but.
He's in great shape, period. Okay, and his skin color.
Cut out his face.
Is
but
dark.
This was him. Right? That's my body type. Like, nice arms, like a nice body, but not cut. Like, good for you at 50, Bo. Look at you.
This dude has more tanning oil than Tracy used in all of 2019 on his body.
He's definitely like a shore guy for sure.
All right, let's get back to the game.
So, yeah, that's my like outlook on it is that like my friends know my type. But my type is literally it. I've never dated like Italian in my life. Like, all right, maybe one or two guys.
Dude, you definitely have. I can name a few.
Hooked up with and dated are different. I've definitely hooked up with a lot of like Italian guys, but. That's not like my type. Like, I'm not like, oh, Frankie, oh, Vinny, oh, Anthony. Like, that's not my go-to type. My type is like any guy who has Spanish background.
You didn't tell me that you spoke with Roel.
I don't know if I did.
You did. And this is what he said to you.
You didn't tell me.
I'm so fucking creeped out. How do you deal with this?
One more time.
He wrote, you know what they say when girls play with their hair, right? And you just put no. LOL.
Because I was like, no, I don't fucking know. When was that conversation? I don't even remember that.
That was so bitchy. Roel probably was like,
no.
Roel was probably like,
what is Roel? Where's he going with that?
I don't know. That sounds like no. LOL.
Do you know what that means when girls play with their hair?
I don't know that you like a guy. I don't know what that means. Like, what are we in middle school? Ugh. Kindergarten? Like, what do you know what it means when a girl pushes a boy?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
And this guy, Matt, wrote, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm so like overanalyzing everything. But you asked like, what's up? And he said like, nothing much. HBU. How about you?
Ugh, that's annoying.
It's annoying, right?
But like, you're over here like, oh, you can't critique how a guy is. And I'm like, great. Like, I'll let it slide. But it's weird. Like,
do you hear that a lot? HBU?
No. What are we in AOL? Like, no, it's not AIM. Type out. How are you? How about you? What's up with you? I don't know. Like, write out real words. We're adults. Speak like text.
I mean, I agree.
I mean, I'm not going to cut you off for it, but it's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. Like, it's something that you
like
have
if a guy ever wrote sup, somebody has like sup, I unmatched instantly. I was like, and that's my cutoff.
Yeah.
Abbreviations are annoying, but like, I guess I use LOL. So is that like the same? I don't know.
So my man Schmanthony here is very cute, but
can I see a picture? I don't remember any of these people.
He wrote cheeky Brit, which means accent, which we don't do. No.
Oh. Didn't he expire? Doesn't it say expired?
Oh.
So that's probably why. Because I didn't hit him up because I saw British and I was like, meh.
What if you came back and...
You have to pay to reinstate it. And people have like, I've let the time lapse and they've paid to like, and it says like, oh, he wanted to meet you so bad. He gives you another chance. Like, and I'm like, I let it lapse for a reason.
Ooh.
This is awkward.
Have you ever paid or thought about paying? Like accidentally?
No. Are you fucking kidding me? Some guy on Bumble? No, I'm good.
Poor Raul.
No, it's just like that's why the conversations went nowhere after that. I'm like, they're boring. There's nothing here.
Ooh.
Why don't you swipe for a little?
I found one. I like this guy.
Let me see.
Okay. Oh. Ooh.
Oh, did I match him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay. This is the ideal profile for me, mm-hmm. for you. Mm-hmm. First of all, he's from Bergen County.
Mm-hmm.
Noise.
You're biased.
Financial in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Went to NYU.
Mm-hmm.
Me likey. Big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
Former college athlete.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Enjoy spending time with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking to see who's out there. This is the most
chill guy profile
of all time. He didn't Google a quote.
It's like, yo, I like sports. I like chilling with my family, my friends. Like my friends. I don't know why I'm
it
here.
It's like a fifth grader wrote it. It's like, I like sports and hanging out with my friends.
Yeah. Like, but it's like, it's not like looking for a wife or looking for some fun. It's like, I don't know. I'm just looking to see what's out there. Yeah. Like, I don't fucking know.
And this guy's 35, the perfect age. And mm-hmm. you can tell from all his pictures that he's good looking, but they're so fucking outdated. And like, this guy has.
Wait, good looking outdated means these are old pictures?
Not that these are old pictures, but that like, he like, I don't know, probably went through his Facebook of like the best tagged photos that he could find and just use those.
Okay.
But you could tell that he's good looking because it's.
But he didn't throw in a selfie to just fill a space.
No, there's no selfie. This is the man's man of all men, to be honest. And I don't know why. Uh-oh. Is he gray? No. Oh, he's good. We still got time. Yeah. I mean, I think we should hit up Shmevin. Yeah, he seems cool. This is like, again. For me, somebody that doesn't care that you're in
my sweatshirt's mostly good. Sorry, it smells like laundry detergent. So good. I love that. That's the best.
Which kind do you use?
I just washed this at my mom's last night, so I don't really know what hers fresh. Is. But yeah, I just took it out before I left.
So I just want to say, like, just from swiping, on all these guys, mm-hmm. with the exception of Roel, I do
HBU.
Think, I think you did kind of change. You gave a new guy a try. And again, for you particularly, because when you pick sometimes these like guys that are very into themselves, what you do and all that stuff, they're into it in ways that like are weird. Do you know what I mean? In ways where they want to be like, I mean, guys that are like taking too many selfies that are really into their body.
I don't like a guy who takes selfies. I know, to be
but a guy that's like that selfies. Much into themselves in that vein, like they like the attention. Like, look what happened with Shmori. Like, you know what I mean? Like. So I'm just saying, I would like for you to be with a dude that could care less about his 15 minutes. How about that?
Oh yeah.
And I feel like
no, I would like a guy who is very much not wanting to be posted on my page.
Yes.
If you ask to be posted on my page or comment, oh, you have a lot of followers. What are you famous or something? That shit gives me cringe vibes instantly. Because like, no, I'm not. It's just. People just follow. I don't know how to explain it to people. And I'm sure as fuck not going to volunteer no Jerseylicious information out there. So
no.
So when a guy's like this one guy that I was texting, he was like, oh, I didn't even realize like that you had like a whole heaping like loads of fucking followers over here. And I was like, oh yeah, I just like I did something in like my past that like gained followers, whatever. And he's like, oh, I didn't even realize it till just now. And then I just happened to look at your last picture and was like, why are there so many likes on this picture? And then I realized that. I was like, that's the type of guy I'm keeping.
Yeah.
The one who does not like, doesn't even look ask at her questions. Followers. Yeah. Like, I hate less. That shit. Because I'll never post you. I will never post you. And you need to be cool with never being posted.
So I don't know if I'm right, but I'd love for you to try that last guy and just see like if he could care a fucking less. And I'm just curious because I do think that's the type. I mean, because somebody who puts this versus this, the about me. Words I like to live by, faith, hope, trust, love, and gratitude. With all its sham and drudgery and broken dreams, it's still a beautiful world. To me, that's
copy
somebody
paste.
Who did a Google
copy
search.
Paste.
I don't like it. I don't like Google searches.
What was the word G? G what? Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Only word you should have kept in there. Yeah. You would have gone way farther with like gratitude goes a long way.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. Be your own Buddha.
Yeah. Write your own fucking quotes. Write stop copy quote. Pasting. It
That's
looks
why
douche-lordy.
For me, for you, and I just think again, and yes, this is the kind of guy I like. Yes, it's not like I'm trying to force my type on you, but for you in particular,
well,
the guy that
have
does not
nothing
care
in common with our types.
The guy that doesn't care to me is for you just a better fit. So can I? How do I?
You can message him if you want.
I will. I'm gonna send him a Jiffy.
Pick a Rihanna that we like.
I'm on it. Look,
we love
it.
A Rihanna.
Chip. I remember. Oh, Rihanna in the pool. That's it. Hi, Mevin. Okay. We in.
Mevin.
Oh, we in. So, all right. God. All in all, I don't know where we got. But
I mean,
I have hope for you.
You were able to play a little on my phone. You know who loves to go on my phone and match people? Amory. My friend Amory.
She's
like,
trouble though. Yeah. Come on.
Amory is like, let's set it to 60 and above.
yeah.
Income 200,000 or more. Amory gets crazy on my Bumble.
Oh my God.
Broken baddie.
So yeah. So, oh no. Did that really break?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm going to put it in the pineapple. Baddie pineapple float for your drink.
Let's just say, I don't think you're hopeless. I think my...
No, I'm personally not hopeless. I'm hopeless for other men. I know I'm a fucking catch.
It's not that you're not a catch. It's that you...
I don't want to be with anybody.
Haven't learned your lesson. You haven't learned your lesson.
I don't want to be with anybody.
I know that. I know that.
Because you know what's funny? Like, I've even met really great guys, like, and texted with really great guys, and still they say something where I'm like, huge fucking red flag.
Like what?
Like... something about their exes that I'm just like, how do you not think that that's a problem? Or like, about like them cheating in the past, mm-hmm. like they'll admit to it, but like the way that they, I mean, all of it. And I'm like, yo, I don't cheat. I don't need a guy who cheats. I don't need a guy who's cheated in the past. Like, I would rather be single forever if need be,
mm-hmm.
than like subject myself to somebody who I already know is prone to doing that.
Right. I agree.
Like, just major red flags of things. Like,
at least you're
a guy who's like, oh, you know, I'm happy we matched. You're beautiful. He's like, I know we'll be like, we'd be a cute couple because like, we're really good looking. Bye. Cringe. How dare you? Did I tell you you were good looking? Maybe I accidentally swiped on you. Sit the fuck down, sir.
Because we're both really good. Oh,
who
my God.
Says that? I'm like, goodbye.
I don't know.
You are dismissed. Goodbye.
What about when you've, like, because, you know, it's the summer. You're going out more. Like, have you met any people outside?
No, I don't, like, have conversation. I don't talk to people out.
Oh, fuck.
So really? I went to Headliner last week.
Yeah.
Every 10 minutes, somebody came up to me. Every 10 minutes. And not a guy.
They're all creepy.
Not a guy. Girls, oh my God, are you from I'm like, bro, this is embarrassing because no guys will ever, they're either going to come to me because they're like, who's this girl everyone keeps coming up to? Or they're going to be like, I would be embarrassed to be out with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Every 10 minutes. I had to take so many pictures. I was almost like, I don't want to come out here anymore.
Yeah. That's
and the people that I were with were like, I felt like a bodyguard. He was like, I felt like a bodyguard. This was embarrassing. He's like, it's not fun to go out with you. I'm like, that's fucking annoying because you're just like a guy that we were all hanging out with and said that. Like, that's not even somebody who has like interest. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I would be really annoyed if I went out with a guy and every 2 minutes somebody came up with him. I'd be like, can we have fun or not?
And the guy that isn't to what's going on is going to be.
Is a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, it is Headliner, but
let me clarify because that sounds really douchey that I said that. I don't mean I'm not appreciative for those people coming up that I don't want.
No,
them
we
up.
Get
I'm
that.
Just saying
it's what's
that,
gonna
like,
fucking happen in the Jersey Shore.
But it doesn't bother me. I'm saying it bothers the person that I'm with that they would have to deal with that.
Sure,
I don't care. I love talking to people, meeting people. It's that I feel like that's a huge turnoff for a guy to witness that.
And you're not going to meet anybody when girls are coming up to you every 5 seconds. You're just not.
Yes, I'm not going to have a conversation with it. First of all, because I don't even feel like if I was standing there talking to a guy or clearly had interest in somebody that somebody wouldn't be like, oh, I saw her with a guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy and took a picture.
Yeah.
Like I was at a carnival last night and somebody took a picture and tagged me in it and was like, didn't want to come up to you and say hi, but I took like a creepy photo of you instead. And I was like, this is why I don't want to talk to guys out in public because I don't want anyone assuming that's who she's dating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because this is how assumptions start and I'm trying to keep my private life private. Not even like I'm anyone special because I'm not. They're just like, for some reason, still have interest and it is preventing me from having normal relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, again, that's why I think finding just like a chill dude that just doesn't put a weird quote in his profile and isn't all about traveling and how they
First
look.
First of all, I can't travel, so I hope you're not into traveling. I have fucking 3 kids. I get 2 days free every other weekend. I'm a 24/7 mom. Where do you want me to go?
I hope you're not into traveling.
I literally hope can't you're not. Travel. I can't go anywhere. Where do you want me to go? Like,
amazing.
I would match this guy and he was like, I'm really into travel. Like, I would really love to travel with you. Like, I go to Greece and Italy and all these places. I was like, that sounds great. I'm not for you because I have 2 days free
every 2 weeks. But thank you for the offer. Let's move on.
And imagine too, like, even if you could take your kids, it'd be a fucking nightmare.
No, thank you. First of all, I'll never travel with my kids again without a nanny or a babysitter, because it's worse traveling with them than being home with them.
Yeah.
The packing, the getting them on the plane, the nonstop, like, enjoying your vacation. My mom's like, but, like, at least we're in Aruba. I'm like, no, I'd rather be home. At least we're in Aruba. This is like dangling raw meat in front of you.
Your mom's so innocent. She's, I love,
like,
her.
At least we're here. And I'm like, no, I can't even lay down for 2 seconds to enjoy the sun. Like,
yeah.
Even going to the beach with them is hard. So that's why I'm like, I would like to think about traveling with a guy. Like, I don't have babysitters on my call. I'm a 24/7 mom. Like,
well, listen, I like the small adjustments you made. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was one guy in there with tattoos, which is fucking crazy.
I know, but it is a bonus for me.
I know.
It's not a necessity at all, but it is a bonus.
But you know what? Look at that. You stop with the tats and you find yourself a Rawl. So you never know.
You change his name every time you say it. Rawl.
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 Rawl. What's his name?
Tracy and Rawl forever.
Tracy and Rawl.
You know, you never know. So
I don't even remember what that guy looks like. I'm looking it up again. I gotta see what this guy looks like.
You bet he's updated with Tracy's dating life.
Ew, he doesn't even he's not even worth talking about. This picture, he's good looking ish.
I love Rawl. Don't talk shit about Rawl.
Not what I thought that he'd look like based on the name, Jess. You just gave way too much information to wiping away.
All right, you're gonna let us know though if you find, if
no, I'm not gonna let you know, that's the point.
You're gonna let us know though if you go on a date with a different type of man. At sure. least we can do maybe a mini.
I did last year, remember? I went on a date with this guy who, like, if my parents could have handpicked somebody for me,
yeah,
this would have been him.
Yeah, and that didn't go terribly.
It was so fucking weird. Have you ever tried to, like, get two people to be friends who just were never meant to be friends? That's what dating this guy was like.
Wait, which date guy was it? Can we bleep it out?
His name was Mike. That's all I'll say.
I don't remember. Why can't I remember?
You do. I'll show you a picture.
All right. Then the guy's ready to talk, so I got to call him.
Okay.
All right, baddies. This has been really interesting. Swiping right on Tracy and AKA just sending Rihanna GIFs to randoms.
The only way to start a conversation.
Let's do it again sometime, shall we?
Sure.
Keep us up to date. I'd love to know if any of these guys that we swiped on worked out, especially the chill guy. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me know if he responds.
Sure.
Love you, baddies. See you next
Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Hey, baddies, it's Batty Daddy here, just to drop by and give you a little bit of information. Number one, it is pronounced GIF. I don't care what anybody else says. It stands for graphics, interface, format. It's GIF. They kept saying GIF in the episode, and it bothered me. It's GIF. Number two, we are going to have more Patreon name shoutouts coming soon. We've got a little bit of stuff going on behind the scenes right now that we don't really want to get into quite yet. Some personal stuff going on. We appreciate, again, your continued support, and we thank you so much for all the love and thanks and support and everything that you give to us. You're the reason we're still going, and we really appreciate that. So we will have some more of those name shout-outs to you very soon, but thank you for bearing with us at this time while we are not able to get together in person and record that. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye!
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.